Today, because it's possible, I decided to use the propers for the Mass of the Trinity from Trinity Sunday, as this has been, obviously, as a Catholic, but as a priest and as a theologian, the center of my entire life. So everything comes from and returns to the Holy Trinity. And on this day, I give particular thanks for the many, many gifts that he has given to me, for these years in which he has allowed me to be here on this earth, to do whatever it is he has wanted me to do, and of course only at the end of my life and at the end of time will I or you be able to really know or appreciate what it was. In the meantime, I'd like to thank God for having given me the most important thing in life, which is the Holy Catholic faith. And this, of course, I receive from my grandparents and my parents, who lived exemplary lives and died exemplary deaths. And of course, I would not be here at all were it not for the courage and conviction of my mother. For when I was conceived in the womb, the doctors did not think that it was possible. And over and over and over again, they told her that she should have an abortion and get rid of me, because otherwise she would die. And she said, no, if it is God's will, then my will is that you should save the baby and then me, and in that order. And of course, that is the way a Catholic woman should look at things. In the meantime, of course, God takes care of everything. When we give to God, he gives to us much more than we could have possibly expected. And as a result, I was born. Now, both my sister and I and the other two babies that did not live to adulthood were born by cesarean section. And when my mother was under the anesthesia and they were taking me out, the doctors said one to the other, we should tie her tubes so she cannot conceive any longer. This is too dangerous for her. And my uncle was there, my godfather, and he told me later on. And my mother came out of the anesthesia, and she said, I am a Catholic, do not touch me, and went back to sleep. And so she later on was able to conceive two other babies. I do not know if they were boys or girls. I think they were boys, but then I'm prejudiced. And the result is that she lived to see me ordained to the priesthood. She and my father and many other loved ones went to with me to the Vatican and to see the Holy Father and so forth. And here we are, all these years later. Now she and my father are both gone, but all the things that God intended have happened, and some besides. And whatever time I have left, I consecrate it, as always, to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to the Most Holy Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.